Welcome to Journal Club for December 23rd, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Remember when you were in high school and you learned about fractals? Probably geometry or pre-calculus class. I'm betting that your math teacher had pictures of fractals on the wall, right? Well, I've got some good news for you. All these years later, that information is finally about to come in handy. Today, we're talking about fractal neural networks, FNNs. These are a subset of convolutional neural networks, CNNs, that extend the basic CNN framework with fractal-inspired recursive architecture. In this paper, the authors use FNNs to train a model that can identify military aircraft in satellite images. For those who don't remember fractals, I'm going to start with a quick review of what they are and how they relate to recursion. Then we'll explore what an FNN is and compare it side by side with a CNN to see what it does differently. Lastly, we'll talk about the model they trained, how they tested it, and the results they obtained. Here we go. Let's say you and your family are out looking for Christmas trees. When you pull up to the lot, you realize that all these trees look kind of weird to you. You walk up to one to inspect it. As you get closer, you realize that the branches of the tree all look like little trees themselves, just pointed out sideways. And as you get closer to the branches, you realize, oh, these branches each have little sub-branches. And each of those sub-branches just looks like the bigger branch, which looks like the whole tree. So you put your eye right up close, and you realize those sub-branches have sub-sub-branches, which have sub-sub-sub-branches, and they all look the same, and there's no end in sight. No matter how much you zoom in, it's just smaller and smaller Christmas trees, all the way down. This is the essence of a fractal, a pattern that repeats itself at every scale. Fractals reveal how infinite complexity can arise from simple, recursive processes. If you could zoom infinitely into one, you'd never reach the end. The same structure would greet you again and again, no matter how far you went. Fractals are characterized by self-similarity, meaning that smaller sections of the fractal closely resemble the overall shape. Mathematically, fractals are often created through iterative processes, such as repeating a geometric transformation. In computer science, fractals align closely with the concept of recursion. You're probably used to things like recursive functions or recursive algorithms, but there's also a related concept we don't hear about as often, recursive structures. These systems contain smaller instances of the same structure, such as a list containing a sublist or a tree with subtrees, in essence, creating a self-similar framework. Sound familiar? That's how we end up with a neural network topology named after a mathematical pattern. At their core, fractal neural networks employ recursive data structures to enable deeper and more efficient learning. Let's see how they do that. An FNN is built using fractal blocks, which are modular units that repeat. Each block contains standard components like convolutional layers for extracting features from input data, and pooling layers for reducing dimensionality and retaining important information. What makes FNNs unique is how these blocks are organized. Instead of stacking layers linearly, as in traditional neural networks, the architecture branches recursively. At each recursive step, a fractal block is expanded into multiple subblocks, which are connected in parallel paths. But unlike in a true fractal, this only repeats for a range, not infinitely. Let's walk through the points at which an FNN diverges from a CNN and what it does differently. In a traditional CNN, layers are stacked, as I mentioned, sequentially, with each layer processing the output of the previous one. In contrast, an FNN organizes these layers such that the same structural pattern repeats across multiple scales. This recursive organization allows the network to process features in parallel because each path within the fractal structure independently processes features at varying depths and scales. This is in contrast to a CNN, which has a single path flow. Furthermore, FNNs use aggregation operations such as averaging or summing to combine outputs from these parallel paths. Whereas in a CNN, features are sequentially combined layer by layer without parallel branches for redundancy or scale diversity. Finally, FNNs incorporate drop path regularization, which selectively disables some paths during training to improve generalization and reduce overfitting. This is a mechanism not typically used in standard CNNs. Now, why do any of this? Why make these changes to how a CNN operates? What's the point? By making all these changes, FNNs are, at least in theory, able to do several things more effectively than a CNN. One, handle very deep networks. FNNs mitigate issues like vanishing gradients by allowing redundant, self-similar paths for information to flow. Two, capture multi-scale features. Parallel paths in the fractal structure enable the network to learn features at different scales simultaneously, making it more robust for complex tasks. Three, improve generalization. Drop path regularization ensures that the model doesn't overly rely on any specific path, and this reduces overfitting. And four, increase feature diversity. The aggregation of parallel paths provides richer and more diverse feature representations. Now, do these theoretical advantages translate into real-world benefits? Let's find out. The authors implemented the model in Python using the TensorFlow library with an initial configuration of 4 fractal blocks, 4 columns per block, 32 convolution filters per layer, and a kernel size of 3x3. The model was compiled with the Atom optimizer and the categorical cross-entropy loss function. As a reminder, they were trying to train a model that could identify military aircraft in satellite photos. To train this model, the authors manually curated a dataset of satellite images by identifying and capturing high-resolution images of military aircraft from Google Earth. This dataset included fighter planes, transport planes, and attack helicopters. The collected images were pre-processed by resizing them to 128 by 128 pixels and normalizing pixel values to a range between 0 and 1. Data augmentation techniques including rotation, scaling, and flipping were applied to expand the dataset significantly. The final dataset was split into 80% training, 10% validation, and 10% for testing. They trained over 100 epochs with a batch size of 16. To evaluate the model, the authors benchmarked it against 2 widely used CNN architectures, VGG16 and ResNet 50. VGG16 is a deep convolutional neural network known for its simplicity and uniform structure. ResNet 50 is a deep residual network that incorporates skip connections. It's different from VGG16 because it allows information to bypass certain layers, addressing the vanishing gradient problem and enabling the training of much deeper networks with improved efficiency and accuracy. On the test set, the FNN achieved an accuracy of 93.26 and a loss of 0.28. The VGG16 model achieved a test accuracy of 85.9 with a loss of 1.17, and ResNet 50 achieved an accuracy of 91.1 with a loss of 0.35. Just to restate that, since I know it's difficult to hear all those numbers at once, FNN had the highest accuracy, 93, then ResNet at 91, then VGG16 at 85. Additionally, the authors analyzed the confusion matrix, which showed that the FNN classified most categories accurately, particularly excelling in distinguishing challenging classes of planes, where the CNNs had exhibited higher misclassification rates. So, overall, their experiment was a success. And it might make you wonder, why don't we see FNNs more often? Well, there are a couple reasons for that. First, the recursive architecture, while elegant, introduces computational complexity and requires significant memory and processing power. This makes them harder to scale, more expensive, and less practical for real-time or resource-constrained applications. Second, CNNs like ResNet and VGG are simple and effective and have pre-trained models available with wide support. Perhaps the marginal incremental benefit that may be derived from FNNs just isn't quite large enough to justify the switching costs. That being said, if you'd like to give them a try or read more details about how exactly these authors implemented and trained it, then I'd highly recommend that you download the paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.